So today's episode is all about confidence in business and what that really means. So you're definitely going to want to tune in if you feel like your business has not reached that level of success that you've envisioned your business would reach at this point in time. If you struggle with selling your offers or creating an engaged audience or feel like your audience is not the one for you on social media, or even if you're just confused with the direction of where your business is going, this episode is definitely for you because it all comes down to confidence. Confidence in yourself and confidence in business. So let's dive in. In a world where female entrepreneurs are striving to defy the odds, we are here to share real conversion-producing marketing strategies that make a difference. Our mission? To help you, the passionate female entrepreneur, rise above the status quo and achieve the million-dollar dream. On She Converts, every episode is a treasure trove of actionable marketing strategies that you can implement right into your business. Whether you're seeking insight into website optimization, brand positioning, creating a sellable offer suite, content creation, or anything else related to scaling your business, we've got you covered. Dive deep with us as we share stories, unveil tactics, and craft a journey for women in business to thrive. Together, let's challenge the norm, smash barriers, and rewrite the narrative. This is She Converts, where we equip you with strategies to change the game. Let's change it together. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode here on She Converts. I am so excited for you all to be tuning in, whether you're watching this episode through YouTube or you are watching it through Spotify or Apple. As always, I absolutely love hearing from you all. So please make sure to either comment below if you're watching this on YouTube or leave me a rating and review if you are tuning in to Apple Podcasts. Another great way to reach me is actually through Instagram. There's two locations. The business side is she.converts on Instagram. Ask us any questions related to business, automation, funnels, marketing, conversions, you name it, we can answer. Or you can go to me personally. I've actually changed up my Instagram. It's the Caroline Lewis, and it is 1000% my new brand and my new offering. So if you haven't checked that out yet, go over to Instagram and see what I have been up to. So if you are tuning in on YouTube, you will actually be getting the free video version of this podcast episode. I always think there's two types of learners, visual learners and audio-based learners, or, you know, reading type of learners. If you're an audio-based learner, obviously Spotify, Apple, wherever you're tuning in is the best spot for you. But if you are a visual learner, please go like, subscribe, watch this video on YouTube because I will be posting the video versions of these every Monday when they come out. And it's definitely more visual because I have my whiteboard or other presentation documents that I will be sharing with you. So without further ado though, let's dive into today's topic, confidence in business. And I want to discuss this because it actually relates to the brand new personal brand that I've launched on Instagram, the Caroline Lewis, because I've decided to go back to my roots and really dive into the number one topic and question I get asked all the time, which is, how do you have so much confidence in your business, your offers, your decisions, your strategy, your goals, all this kind of stuff? And I want to talk about it today, okay? Confidence in business, what does that even mean? Now, obviously, I could spend 5 hours talking about this. We'll see how long this podcast episode actually is. But confidence in business means that you are 1000% aligned with your offers, your audience, and yourself. And it's important to distinguish all three because if you are not confident in all three, then you actually will not portray full confidence in your business, okay? A lot of people think self-confidence, which obviously that comes into play, and we're going to break down these three little bullets I have on my whiteboard here soon. But confidence in self is one stage or just one phase to having full confidence in general. because you can have a lot of confidence in yourself, but lack confidence in your business. You can have a lot of confidence in your business, but lack confidence in yourself, okay? And I kind of want to actually go through a scenario with you that will hopefully make you understand this a little bit better. So here I am speaking on confidence. I'm decided to go back to one-on-one coaching to do confidence and business coaching, right? However, I still struggle with confidence depending on different phases in my business, okay? I am someone who strives off of success. So when I lack success in business, it's crazy because I don't ever lack confidence in my business. I lack confidence in myself, okay? So I do think, like anything, any type of personal development, right? Whether that's mental, physical, emotional well-being, whatever it looks like, you have to continue to work on this. Through what I'm saying in this podcast episode, you following along with the new brand on Instagram, because I dive into confidence quite a lot on my new brand, or you sign up for my membership, whatever it looks like, you're not going to learn this and rediscover yourself overnight. That's not how it works. These are foundations. These are stepping stones. And just like anything related to personal development or business, you have to continue enhancing this, learning, engaging, taking action, and doing, okay? Because it's even crazy for me to say I had full confidence in my business, which I'm going to break down the story a little bit more, but I lacked confidence in myself, okay? But now that I've been able to go through my steps and my strategy again and kind of really understand what was blocking self-confidence, I feel like a brand new person, okay? So let's get back a little bit deeper into the story. So I've had this agency that used to be Karen Lewis Consulting, and we rebranded to She Converts. I've had it for 4 years, or I've been an entrepreneur for 4 years, okay? I actually started one-on-one coaching in 2020. That's how I started my business, with one-on-one coaching. However, I'm a very systematic girl. I love tech. I love systems. I love building things online. Okay. So with my one-on-one coaching clients, they kept asking me for email sequences, website development, sales pages, running ads, marketing. So 2021, I actually launched the agency side, which was a full done-for-you service agency. So from 2021 through now, 2024, it has been the only focus of my business is just selling the agency, okay? I've had incredible months. I've had horrible months. I've had great years. I've had horrible years. But it's never been consistent. It's always been an up and down roller coaster. And as I've continued to grow the agency, I've realized that the agency life and owning an agency is not what I am fully aligned with. So this lack of alignment started showing up in myself and in my business all of 2023, because it took me 2021, 2022, and 2023 to realize that while I love the agency, I am not going to be responsible or the front-facing person of the agency anymore. I would love the agency if I just had a full team that would do everything for the agency, and then I could still focus on whatever that is, right? I didn't know at the time. So 2023, and if you've listened to previous episode, you'll understand, 2023 was rough. It was the hardest year for me in business. It was the hardest year for me and myself, for my emotional well-being, my mental well-being. Excuse me. I just had coffee and I think I need to drink some water. Hold on. So you can go back and listen to past episodes about this, because I dove deeper into this, but it was just definitely a wake-up call. I had horrible health issues, broke out in almost autoimmune diseases because of the amount of stress and anxiety I faced owning the agency. So here we are, 2024. I'm recording this, and it is the last week of February 2024. So last month, I realized something definitely has to change, and I am not going to actually promote the agency anymore. And I will be getting back into one-on-one coaching, but I will also be promoting digital products and will be able to continue with the agency or just the business in general through one-on-one coaching, my digital products, and being extremely exclusive with who we bring into the agency and only take so many of those at a time, right? So a huge step back, but also a huge step forward. I could have kept pushing this anxiety and stress feeling and lack of self-confidence. I could have kept pushing that, and I could have continued to scale the agency because we had the funnels, we had the sales, we had the pipeline to do so. But because it was so out of alignment with myself, I started to lose self-confidence. I started asking myself, what am I really doing? Is this something I want to continue to do? Am I actually good at this? And all of these self-doubts, limiting beliefs, and lack of confidence in myself started arising. And that is just one side of it. Because the other side is I've been able to rebuild and rebrand myself and my one-on-one coaching program. We've developed 6 different offers. We've even built out an incredible CRM programmer. We've developed incredible courses and digital products. So the confidence in my business and the actual products that we have in the business, still 100%. But confidence in myself, probably like 20. Because I was struggling with, how did I want to continue this business? Do I want to be the face of it? Do I not want to be the face of it? Do I want to continue it? Do I want to go back to a 9-to-5? All of these different things. And one night I realized when I was developing the strategy for my new brand and for one-on-one coaching that it really comes back down to confidence in myself. And so I started asking myself, why am I lacking confidence? And all of these different things arose, right? And that's kind of how you break down confidence in self and in business. So that's kind of the backstory. So now we're going to go to get to the strategy, okay? Because when I think of confidence, I essentially break it down into 3 topics. Your confidence increases or decreases based off of relationships, money, and health. When I was struggling last month and pretty much all of 2023, I realized that I had 2 of those not good, the money and the health. My relationship, still good. Family, like all those kind of stuff. I love surrounding myself with like-minded individuals. I'm always very good at that. So I don't ever really struggle with the relationship side too much. But money and health were becoming an issue because the money was not consistent in the agency. So of course I started freaking out because if anyone owns the agency, you know you have a lot of overhead. And then health, my health was not good. I'm breaking out in random flare-ups, just completely swollen. My eyes would be almost shut. I'd have rashes all over my body, just literally waking up like that, right? Feeling sick all the time, getting sick all the time. I had COVID twice in 2023 alone, 2 or 3 times, like just tons and tons of sickness. So I feel like personal confidence, relationships, money, health, if you cannot have 100% in those 3, relationships, money, health, then you will not have 100% personal confidence in yourself, right? So let's break these down. Relationships, and I'm talking about families, friends, significant others, right? So family, if you do not have good relationships with your family, you're gonna need to fix some things. If you do not surround yourself with ambitious, motivated, like-minded individuals, and I'm talking to you business owners, assuming that that's the majority that listens to this podcast. So you're going to want to surround yourself with uplifting, ambitious, idea-driven, strategic, get shit done type of people if you own a business, okay? And if you're not surrounding yourself with those types of people, if you're surrounding yourself with negative Nancys, Debbie Downers, and people that don't have a lot of ambition and self-worth, then it's going to impact your own personal confidence. And then the third one is your significant other. Whether you're married or dating or not dating, that has a huge impact in your confidence as well as a huge impact in your overall business success. Because if you are married or dating and that significant other is really blocking you from reaching success, they're not encouraging you, they don't understand you as much, you're constantly bickering, this and that and this and that, then that's actually going to really impact the overall growth you have in your business. And it's not the best thing to talk about, but it is 1000% true. I have dated, I'm not married, I do not have kids, but I have dated a lot and I have definitely had relationships that 1000% blocked my confidence. And when I started my business, blocked my business growth because they were just Debbie Downers, right? They lacked ambition. They complained 24/7 and they didn't want to make a change in themselves, their lives, or our relationship. So I felt like I was constantly having to do that, which actually drew my energy away from scaling the business that I wanted to, right? And it's incredible because when I let some of these relationships go, that's when my business really took off and we had high income months. Because all of a sudden, hello, your energy is only focused on you. And when you're not in that toxic relationship, your confidence in yourself typically goes up. Now, I say typically because, and I'm not a relationship coach, but some of you are so caught up in dating that that's actually hurting your overall confidence. I'm not a relationship coach. I've never been that person that has said, I need a guy by my side to make me successful, or a guy or a gal, right? Whatever your preference. But I've never been that person that says, I need a guy by my side to make me successful. I need to marry. I need to have children. I've never been that type of person. So I've never been that type when I have been single that says, I need to date. I need to find someone. I need to date. I need to find someone. That's just never been my mindset, which for me has helped because my mindset has not been like that because I am so confident in myself, right? But I have had girlfriends who the minute they're single, they're just completely distraught. And when you actually look at it, you realize that they're distraught and they feel like they need someone because they lack so much confidence in themselves, okay? So relationship is a really, really, really big one when it comes to confidence, inner confidence. Of course, money, that's a big one. And this is a huge trigger for me because I thrive off of success. And while I'm not a girl who needs a guy on her shoulder, I am a girl who feeds off of money, right? I will admit it. I love making money. I love being able to accomplish something and get money in return. That is just me. It's in my human design. It's just how I am. And I'm proud to say that, right? So when money goes up and down for me, I get super stressed and I lack confidence in myself, right? Or in my business. So for me, money is a really, really big trigger and something that I have to constantly understand why it's triggering me so much, okay? So money obviously is a quick one because it's just money. Ups and downs, if you feel like you're constantly in debt and you don't have that much money, it's going to affect your overall personal confidence versus if you're making money, you're going to be more confident. You're going to feel better because you're making money based off of stuff that you've grown. So of course you're going to feel good about that, right? And then the last one is health, which goes into personal, emotional, mental, physical well-being, all things related to health. And this is a big one. There's so many different categories of it though, but this is a big one that I struggle with because I do struggle a lot with mental health, 1000%. I also struggle, for me, I struggle with getting sick all the time, which makes me very frustrated. And I also am the type of person that definitely has to exercise and I love eating well. So those two, I don't typically have an issue with, but I do know, again, whether that's through coaching clients or friends, if they feel like they're overweight or underweight, but typically it's overweight weight, and they're constantly thinking about that, they're really messing up their confidence. And it goes down to the inner confidence that they have, right? Because then you ask them, okay, well, why aren't you losing the weight? Oh, well, I stress eat. Oh, well, I'm not going to the gym. Those are probably the two biggest ones. Stress eating and not going to the gym. Well, why aren't you doing these things? Well, because I'm not confident in myself to actually get it done, right? And then health, when it comes to eating, you know, obviously I relate that to the need and the want to exercise, because I think, you know, you should be exercising all the time. But for me, exercising means like going for a walk. It doesn't mean going and hitting the gym every day. I exercise by running, walking, and kickboxing, and that's pretty much all I do. I snowboard in the winter. And there's some weeks where I'll go every single day. There's some weeks when I go two or three times a week, okay? Because for me, exercising, even if it's just walking, is just a way to clear, block energy, and then I just feel good. So for you, exercise could mean something totally different. But every time I talk to people who want to lose weight, and then I ask them, well, what are you doing to exercise? How are you eating? Those things really connect and they don't mix match well, right? Because it's typically, well, I'm eating too much because I'm stressed, and then I'm not exercising because I don't want to because I'm tired all the time. But it actually really comes down to your self-confidence, right? But the other two sides of health, which is mental, I would say the one other side of health, which, yeah, mental health, but then also getting sick, which is like actual health. I get sick because I get stressed very easily and I have a high level of anxiety. So if I can control those things, then I don't get sick as much. It's not for me, it's not because I don't eat well or I don't exercise or I'm not outside in the sun, because I'm doing that all the time. For me, it's a stress thing. It's a stress trigger. It's just what my body has developed. But then also the mental health side of things, because mental health side of things really does start to enhance and grow in a negative sense when you do lack self-confidence. And especially for me, I know my mental health definitely takes a toll when I don't have much confidence in myself. So having to balance all of this all the time, like I said, it's something that you work on every single day. Every single day, I'm asking myself these questions. How am I feeling? How are my relationships? How's my money? How's my health? What are the things that are triggering me? What are the things that are giving me anxiety, giving me stress? And how are these impacting my self-confidence? Okay? So then let me clear this. Well, I don't have my... Here it is. So then that's kind of inner confidence. So we also want to kind of look at business confidence, because it is totally different. Okay. Well, kind of totally different. So I think, again, you're going to have three. So your confidence in business is obviously driven by money, your audience, and your offers. And honestly, I think those are the three things that drive confidence in business. So money, I'm not going to spend time diving into that again. We all know that. When money goes up, you have more confidence in your business. When money goes down, you have less confidence in your business. Audience, this is big. Because if you do not feel like you're growing on social media, you're growing an email list, your audience isn't engaging and connecting with you, you're talking just to talk and no one's listening, you're lacking confidence in your business. And your audience is realizing that. So they're not going to engage with you. Versus if you have full confidence in your business and you are talking and sharing and giving value, people are going to respond. And that only boosts your confidence even more. And then the last one is offers. So when your offers are aligned with how you want your business to be set up, you are going to lack confidence in selling those, which is lacking confidence in business. And a lot of people do not understand this, but your offers do not have to be created to just get created, right? There's a whole system and strategy to creating proper offers that not only will sell and your audience will buy, but the biggest one is that you feel good about. Because there's tons of different ways to create offers, products, and services for your business. You do not have to do all of them. For example, if you are in a service-based industry, you don't have to do coaching. You can do courses, you can do digital products, you can do memberships, you can do group coaching program. You do not have to do one-on-one coaching. If you are in e-commerce, You don't technically have to sell a product. You could sell digital products or memberships. There's just so many different variations when it comes to creating offers, but you have to make sure that you're fully aligned with how you're creating that offer and whether or not that offer is fitting into the lifestyle that you have been imagining as a business owner, right? And I actually broke this down in one of my posts on the Instagram, the Caroline Lewis Instagram account. So I'll just be brief. You can always read more about that on that post. But essentially, you know, if you feel like you do have a lot of time and you love being one-on-one with someone, then one-on-one coaching or consulting or having that high ticket service where you're showing up a lot and giving a lot of energy is 1,000% for you. However, if you do not feel like you have a lot of time, maybe you're a mom, you have children, or you want to travel, or you just don't have a lot of time. Maybe you have multiple businesses or whatever that looks like, side hustles, then digital products or passive income or ways to make passive income is for you. Same thing with online, right? If you have a lot of time, grow your business through organic social media. If you don't have a lot of time, grow your business through paid ads. There's pros and cons to both, right? So creating offers that align, yes, with your audience, their pain point, their needs, and this is the solution. Obviously, we've went over that before, but creating offers that align with you and how you envisioned you'd be working in your business. A lot of people skip that. They just create offers to make money, but then exhibit A, me, you realize you start to get burnt out very, very, very quickly. And you realize that this is not how you want to grow your business, right? So we've only had an agency offer for 3 years because this year I was like, no more. We need to have our own offer suite. I want multiple products and I want multiple ways of people coming into this business. I do not want to have to just rely on the done-for-you agency services because I will be scaling back on that, right? And so this year and all the years moving forward, we will be having and focusing on a full offer suite of courses, digital products, audits, calls, memberships, subscriptions, the whole shebang. And we're going to have a fleet of offers. We actually already have, what did I say, like 5 or 6 that we've been able to develop just these past 2 months because I felt so unaligned with where the agency offer was going. Okay. Now that I've been able to recreate this, I feel so much better in my business, so much more confident, haha. And because of that confidence, things are starting to show. Calls start booking out of thin air. Sales start coming through. I didn't even realize I promoted that, right? Because people start paying attention. Because if you can have that connection of personal and business confidence, and you are confident in your offers, your business, your audience, your money, your everything, then selling comes natural. You want to show up. You want to post. You want to tell people what's going on every single day. And people feed off of that. They're feeding off of your energy and they're going to say, how do I get that? And that's when they start just reaching out to you. And that's where effortless income comes in as well, which is a whole different podcast episode. But for the sake of this one, I don't even know, I think we're like 30 minutes in, maybe more. But the sake of this one, I hope you have a good understanding of what confidence in business really means, right? Because we can't just touch the surface of this stuff. Because it's actually crazy. Because if I said confidence in business, money, audience, offers, and then I say personal is money, relationships, and health, look at how these tie together. So first off, you're always going to lack confidence if you do not have your shit together when it comes to finances. Boom, I said it. So figure that out. Also, your audience and your relationships, how similar is that? So similar, right? Because you feed off of who you're surrounding yourself with. Relationships, interpersonal relationships, right? Or your relationships with your audience. And the stronger your relationship across the board, the more confidence and the more success you will create. Health and offers, maybe those are a little bit different, but you can technically consider it as like health is your offer because health is very important. And when you are out of alignment, your health takes a toll, whether that's emotional, physical, mental, it doesn't matter. Your health will start taking a toll. So if you feel like you are constantly sick, you do not have energy, you don't want to go to the gym, you're having a hard time losing weight, then look at your overall confidence metrics and see where and what is blocking you. Try to fix that because I guarantee health just starts to kind of naturally get healthier. You're going to want to go to the gym more often or exercise more often. You're going to want to eat healthier when your confidence levels is up and you're in full alignment. Okay. So I hope this makes sense. Confidence in business, it's a thing. It's a needed thing. It's something that we have to talk about more because I think people just kind of brushed past it, which is why I'm doing this, right? So ways to get connected and essentially learn more. First off, the podcast episodes, of course, but this is still She Converts. So it's a slew of just marketing, knowledge, whatever I pretty much want to talk about, essentially, is what we're talking about on She Converts. For more specific information on confidence in business, as well as my Converts strategy, because yes, your girl created an acronym, and Converts stands for 8 different words and is essentially the only strategy you need as a business owner to find the success that you want. If you want to learn about that in more detail, then definitely go follow me on Instagram, the Caroline Lewis, CaroLineLewis. That's where we're going to get all of that. I have a free broadcast channel that I just like dump whatever's in my brain. I also dump these podcast episodes there too. But you can spark DMs with me and we can voice note back and forth, of course. So that's everything related there. And then everything else related to the agency or done for you services or our own offer suite, including our course, our coaching system, our CRM, our paid ads course, our eBooks, whether they're paid or free, all of that is on the She Converts. So it's a lot of things, but I love having a lot of things. It definitely makes me feel more confident in our offers when everything is categorized and organized across the two companies, essentially. So I hope this episode helped. Let me know any takeaways, especially if you're watching on YouTube, just comment below. I would love to start that conversation in the comments. And yeah, I think that's it for now. Tune in next week as we drop another episode. I can't remember what I'm talking about yet, but it's going to be a good one. So tune in next week. Let me know what you think of this one. And I look forward to seeing you on Instagram. All right, everyone. See you later. Bye. Thank you for listening to another episode of She Converts, Marketing with Caroline Lewis. To help more women thrive in business, make sure you rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. To become an exclusive She Converts podcast member, check out our website at www.sheconvertsmarketing.com. Until next time, keep putting in the work and trust in yourself to grow your business. Let's beat the status quo and empower women to build their empires. Let's continue to change it together.